This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
When Hayom El Beis, we say again the Mishnah at the bottom. Tonight, just Agadeta. We'll go fast. Shisha Dvarim Osiman Sheyerichoi, three things they did. Al Shloshim Vichoi, three things that Chachamim prevented them. The Al Shloshim, and three things Lo Vichoi didn't prevent them. Elohein Shalom Vichoviyot. Marakiv and Golem Kolai. All day long, they were grafting on date palms. Erev Pesach. And Chachamim didn't bother them. Why not? We'll see later. And they wrapped together Krishna without a pause. What kind of a pause? We'll see later. And they reaped the grain and made a pile of it before the Ema. Although it's also to eat the new grain before the Ema, still they reaped it and piled it up. They didn't eat it. And the Chachamim allowed them to do that. We'll soon see what's the Chiddush of it. The following three, Shemichavim, Ma'atir and Gamzir, Shalek, they permitted the aftergrowth of Hegdish. They used to cut down big trees and just leave the trunk. And from the trunk, new branches used to grow out by themselves. Now, if it was Hegdish, so since the Hegdish, the Gizbar cut off the tree and took the big trunk for purposes of selling it and getting money for Hegdish. So anything grew on that tree, little branches of itself, so people would think it's nothing. And used to break it off and take it home for firewood. But that's really also because it's growing out of Hegdish. What grows from Hegdish is Hegdish. That's why the Chachamim said, no, you can't do it. Ma'atir and Gamzir, they permitted the aftergrowth on the trunk of Hegdish trees that were cut down. The Oichlin, Mitachas HaNishar HaShabbat, eight, underneath the tree, fruits that fell down on Shabbos. Now, fruits that fell down on Shabbos, it seems surely a mukseh. We'll soon see what the case is, that they ate. And the Chacham stopped them from doing that. But no, they used to pay all the yerek. And they used to give payah to poor people from vegetables. Now, the din is yerek is potter from payah. But they were machmir, and they did give payah to poor people. That seems like a good thing. But the michav yodah chacham, why? Because since payah is potter from maisa, you don't give maisa from payah. And if you're going to give payah from yerek, you are giving an yim something, but they should separate maisa, and they're not separating maisa. And therefore, chacham said, don't give any payah from yerek. So therefore, you have to separate maisa from it, say that. So again, is Yerek chayiv in payah? No. But if Yerek was chayiv in payah, would be any problem. It'd be potter from Maisa the payah. But since Yerek is potter from payah, and they give payah to the poor people think they're potter from Maisa. So they're being machshel the poor people eating table. A different story. But since it tells us our Mishnah of certain things that Chachamim agreed and certain things that disagreed, so it brings a parallel. Chizkiah did, or the people of Chizkiah did six things. Al Shloisha Hodala, they admitted that he was right. But Al Shloisha Lahodala. And three didn't disagree with him. Geirel Atzmes Aviv, when his father died, Ochos, he dragged his father's bones to the grave, Al Mito Shel Chavolim, on the bed of ropes, which means he treated his father's body in a disrespectful way to demonstrate that his father had done Chatoim, his father Ochos had done very big sins, and he wanted his father therefore to have a kapore by mistreating his body. That's a question, however, was his father? But Hodul Echachom. The Echachomim, Hodul, they agreed with him, they did right. Rashi says he did it for Kapora. Also, there was a Kiddush Hashem, to show that he was put to shame for his wickedness. So people should know that the Rishayim don't get covered. So there are two things. One was a kapore for his father by shaming his body. And secondly, he showed people that people that do sins don't get honor. His father did big sins. He closed up the Beis HaMikdash. And Chizkiya, therefore, when the father died, he did that as a demonstration. The Chachamim said yes, right. He chopped up the copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. In the Midbar, when the snakes were poisoning some of the people, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, make a copper snake and put it on a pole. Anybody gets bitten, let them look at the pole, and they look upward to me. When you look at the pole, you look up to Hashem too, and that's going to heal them. And there was a thing that lasted 700 years, but Chizkiya HaMelech saw that there were some people who worshipped that. And there he chopped it up. Now it was a boldness to do that, because it was something made by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was an old relic of ancient times. But he had the boldness to break it up. Behold, they said he was right. They agreed he was right. Go now, Sefer Refuos. There's a book of prescriptions for illness. And he took that book and put it away. Nobody should have access to it. Behold, and the Chacham agreed. Now, Rashi says, because when people were able to find expert prescriptions for the illness, they no longer were humbled when they were sick. And they didn't come to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. They just looked into the book and they found what they needed and were healed. So therefore he concealed the book so that people should have more trust and have to pay to Hashem. The Rambam doesn't like that pshat. The Rambam says, if that's the case, you should conceal bread also. People have trust on bread and therefore they won't pay to Hashem. So the Rambam learns it was a book of talismans, of superstitions, and therefore he concealed it. That's the Rambam learns pshat. Well, Shalei Shalei, for three things they did not admit that he was right. Kotsas, Kitsas, Dalsa, Shalhefel. He chopped down the copper doors of the Beis HaMikdash, valuable doors, solid copper, the Shiga, and he sent them as a gift to the king of Asher, as a tribute. So the king of Asher should be friendly. He was afraid of the king of Asher. So he sent him an expensive gift, the doors of the Hechel, which were copper, solid copper doors, really heavy doors. They needed many people to open the door. And the Chachomim said it was wrong. You should have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you shouldn't have chopped down the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. So Samei Gichon, he closed up the waters of the upper Gichon. That's a stream near Yerushalayim. But he didn't want when enemies should come or would try to besiege Yerushalayim, the enemy to have a water supply while they're besieging the town. But the Hodele Haman didn't agree. They said, you should trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll help you against your enemies, and you shouldn't close up, you shouldn't have closed up that river. Ibel Nisan ben Nisan. He made another extra month when it's already Nisan. It means this. You can make Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. If necessary, add another month, Adar Sheni. But that's only as long as the month of Nisan didn't begin. But as soon as Nisan comes in, you cannot say, we change our mind, and instead of Nisan, it'll be Adar Sheni. So he made Ibor, he made Adar Sheni when Nisan already started. That's forbidden to do. For the whole your life. Because only as long as it's still Adar, you can make an Adar Sheni. Once Nisan begins, it's too late. Say that. Markibin de Kolim Kol HaYoyim. We learned in our Mishnah. They do something. They graft the trees all day Erev Pesach. How did they do? What was the case that they did? So I have two perushim. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisi Osedo, they brought fresh hadasim. Osa means hadasim, and dora means fresh. With shichre de dache, and beer made from laurel berries. kimche de sari, and flour of barley, the rami bemone, the lechofi ale aboin shemin, that was in a vessel, but it didn't pass 40 days. It means the barley flour was still fresh, but not 40 days old. And they boiled up this mixture, this prescription. They showed the Ludadikla believe, and they poured it into the heart of the palm tree. Ash explains, the date palm at the pithy center. And a center is like a tube of pith all the way up. So they took this mixture and poured it in, so it went through, it saturated, the pith went from the top to the bottom. That's a way of activating the tree, or healing the tree. Behold, the koi be'al be'am is the day. And any other tree that stands within 4 amas of this tree, ilo avilech, and they won't do the same to that tree also, so ili l'alte will dry up quickly. So will dry up l'alte quickly. Because once this tree becomes so activated, it draws all the nourishment out of the ground, so the trees around will dry up unless they also get the same treatment. Now, first say it inside, just for the translation of the words. The palm tree has a pith, not pitch, it's a pith in the middle. A pith, like a column of soft material. The Rashi says that. And therefore, when you pour in that prescription, it saturates from the top to the bottom. Weiter. It's a different shot. Manche, they put Kufre dichre, a male date palm branch, benukfese, into a female. It means this. Rashi explains the female palm trees that don't produce any dates. They just produce the pollen for the males. But the male palm trees produce dates. That's what Rashi says. So you take a branch from a male palm tree and you graft it into a female palm tree, it'll produce dates. That's all. Say that. And they bundle together Shema, meaning without a pause. How did they do? And they didn't pause. Now Rashi learns, after saying this pasuk, you have to pause before saying Ve'ahavta. Because this pasuk is meditation, you have to think, Hashem Echad. The next pasuk, V'ahavta, is a mitzvah, tzivoy. So therefore you have to think what you just said, Hashem Echad, and pause a little. That's Rashi's pshat. Look on Tesis. V'hoyim afsikin bein Shema Yisrael Hashem. It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem. Alkein Hashem Echad. What's wrong with that? The Mashma, it seems, is saying to Hashem, Sheyishma Yisrael, you should listen to Yisrael's prayers. Shema Yisrael Hashem. But yeah, we should answer them. First, they have to hear. They did stop. That's what they bundled together. Today on your heart. You should say, Ashanuhim Hayom. These words should be on your heart. They said, Hayom Alevavecha. Today it's on your heart. The Mashbet seems, Hayom Alevavecha. V'lei Mocha. But tonight tomorrow Alevavecha. So according to this, the proper way is to say, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom. These words shall be Alevavecha. Tone Rabbonon, Ketzad Hoyekech Nishmana. Now the Pshat, the Baraisa gives. The two perushim, whatever the perushim are. But Rabbi Yehuda Eman Mavsikon, they did El Shalom. They didn't say Baruch Shein Kvei Mechus Elohim Voya. That's what they didn't say. So we, that we do say it, my time in Hamina, why do we say it? It's not in the Chumash, so why should we say it? And for the Gemara, Kedid Dovesh, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish. Come Rabbi Shimon Lokish. Vayikva Yankiv El Bonov, Vayyema He Osu, come together, Vayagid Elohim, I'll tell you, what's going to be. Bikish Yankiv El Galas, Labon El Akes Hayamin. He wanted to reveal to his sons what will be at the end of the days. When the Stalker Man, but the Shechina departed from him at that time, and he wasn't able to tell them. So he was afraid. I thought maybe the reason that he forgot, that he wasn't given the privilege of fulfilling his promise to say what will be at the end of the days, Shemo Chas V'Sholom Yesh B'Mitose Psu, maybe Chas V'Sholom there's something that's unfit in his bed, that means in his children. Maybe one of the children will turn out no good. Ke'avrom She'yotze Mena Yishmoel, like my father Yitzchak, was with Esav. So maybe because of something going to happen to one of the children, that's why I was deprived of the nevuah. Omro lo yibona, the son said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. What's that mean? Omro, he said, Kishem, just like Shem Belipo El Echad, and your heart, there's only one thought about Hashem. You have no other second thoughts. You're only devoted to Hashem with all your heart. Kach, the same way, ain't believe bein ela echa. So you can trust us, we're all united with you in serving Hashem. So that's, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael means Yankov, it's called Yisrael. Listen Yisrael, our Father. Hashem Elokeinu, our Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, just like it's one in your heart, he's with one in our hearts too. When Yankov heard that, he was so happy, so his face was sure, Posa Yankov opened up and he said, thanks to Hashem, Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Elohim. If the children are such children that are all loyal to Hashem, then the name of Hashem will be praised forever and ever without any interruption. Say that. Omri Rabban. When the sons of Yankov said, Shema Yisrael, listen our father Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It means just like in your heart, Hashem is one, all of us say the same together. So we're all united to in Avdei Hashem. And when Yaakov Avinu heard that, he said, Baruch Shem Kveit Malchus Olim Vay. Now, Omri Rabban, the Chacham said, Hey, Chenav, how should we do? Should we say Baruch Shem Kveit Malchus Olim Vay in Kriyat Shema? After Shema Yisrael, Le'amor Meishe Rabbeinu. Meishe didn't teach us that in the Torah. Lo'idin, we shouldn't say it. Amor Yankov, Yankov Avinu said it before the Torah was given. He skinned and said, "Made a takana she'yehoi oimlim oisei v'hashoi." They should say it quietly. There's not an open contradiction to the Torah, but it's still been following. In the model of Yankov Avinu, we said quietly. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar Rabbi Yanai, Moshe LeBasmel. It's a Moshe to a princess. She hiricha, she came there. She walked by a place and she smelled the condiments in the pot. They're cooking in the pot, something with onions and garlic. And it aroused her appetite. Beneath her dignity to want to go in and ask for it. If Tayma Yesh Lok Nai, she would say she wants it, it would be a shame for her. Loi Tayma, she won't say, Yesh Lok Tzar, she's distressed. Yishilu Abadeh Lohavi Bachi, so her servants brought it to her secretly. Her servants went in and didn't say for whom it is, and they bought some of that condiment, onions and garlic, and some smells, and they gave it to her secretly. And so also, it's something that's appetizing to say Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Olam Vayeh. We can't say it publicly because not in the Chumash, we said anyhow. Say that aside. The Meratakana later, they should say that pasuk, Bor Hashem, aloud, because of the complaints of the Minim. It means, at a time which when the Christians began to increase in Eretz Yisrael, they had the power of the Goyim with them, so they said, look at the Jews, they're saying something secretly, they're cursing our God. So the Takon, they should say it aloud. People should hear Bor Hashem Kreid. But in Babel, they're not meaning in Babel. Babel was an old Jewish city. And no of the Christians came to it now. They wouldn't survive there. So, Adhash, even now, Omer Lebechashu, they say it secretly, like the old custom was. And we follow their custom. We come from Babel. So now, in Babel, the Jewish cities, they didn't have any apikosis. Interesting thing. Any meaning. In Eretz Yisrael, they always had trouble. Had meaning. But in Babel, they don't mean it. No, the Jewish population was solid, true Jewish population. Say that. Shisha Dvarim, Oshu Ansa Yerechai. Shloisha b'yotzein hachamim, u'shloisha shaloi b'yotzein hachamim. Now it doesn't say anything about what the hachamim said. It only says they were not satisfied. With three they were satisfied, it seems entirely satisfied. And three they weren't satisfied. But it doesn't say what they did, how they reacted. Eilu b'yotzein hachamim. Marakiv him to call him, call him all day ever, Pesach. We're a Marakiv to call him. But that night we learned a two perishim about him. O Kurchim Eshma, and they said Shema together, also learned more than one perish. Some say they said Shema Yisrael Hashem, but the Hachamim allowed them to do that. We're Kurchim Lithna Ha'emet. And they reaped the grain before the Emet. Emet on the second day of Pesach. Now, before the Emet, it's usher to eat the new tefillah. New grain is usher to eat. So I might think, you shouldn't even reap it, but you might come to eat it. Now, they allowed them to cut the grain. Ve'elu shelo b'yoseh hacham. Goyishin, the thing. They made a pile of grain. Not only they reaped it, but they made a pile. That already Homer said that shouldn't do it. But once you make a pile of grain, you might come to eat it before the Eidah. Or Poyotzim Pilzis be Yinosen and made in the walls around their gardens, entrances, or Palisade, and the walls around the orchards, they made entrances before Shabbos, the Hachil Meshel Aniyim Bishnei Baseres, to let the Aniyim eat in the hunger years. The pears that fall from the tree, Bishabos, on Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos and Yontif, the poor people used to come through these entrances that the Balabatim had left around the fields in their fences, especially for poor people to come in. By the hungry years, they were starving. On Shabbos and Yontif, they came in. I mean, they came in every day. But on Shabbos and Yontif, the Chachamim disagreed that the poor people should pick up the pears that had fallen from the trees. Now, when the pears fell from the trees, faces on Amit Beis explained, they fell Erev Shabbos. If they fell on Shabbos, there's no question, nobody would think it's Muktzeh. It fell Erev Shabbos, faceless lines. But it fell in branches of the tree. It fell on the lower branches. And later, on Shabbat, it fell off the branches to the ground. But the pears were already detached from the upper branches Erev Shabbos. Still, the Chacham didn't want the poor people to pick up those pears and eat them on Shabbos. So again, these pilzes that they made, it, the breaches in their walls, were for the poor people to come in every day and eat in the hungry years. But even on Shabbat, the poor people came in to eat. On Shabbat, the Chacham were dissatisfied that they picked up the pears from the ground that had fallen from the tree on Shabbos, even though they were detached before Shabbos. We'll soon learn more about that. Umatirin gamziyeh shel hekdish, and they permitted the aftergrowths. I'll soon explain that. Branches that grew from the trunks of trees of hekdish shel horu v'shel shikma. Means this: the horu and shikma trees, when you cut off their trunk, you saw off their trunk, but a stump remains in the ground. From the stump, branches grow out subsequently. Now suppose somebody was magdish, that stump, the hekdish. And then there was a growth, they grew out of the stump. So the Anshiriha permitted people to take those branches. Although the stump is hekdish, but the branches, they say, are not hekdish. So this the Chachamim disapproved. It says, also to take the branches and grow out of the stumps of hekdish. So according to our mayor, there were six things. Three they permitted, it was say Chachamim, and three they said, which is without their permission. Say that aside. Then he said to our mayor, in the same Chachamim, according to your version, it was with the consent of the Chachamim. So why only Amsha Yerichai? Yehoi Kol Adam Oishing, and everybody else should do so. And here it seems only Amsha Yerichai, nobody else. So Yudha says the story is a different one, not like you say. Elo Eilu Eilu Shelo Beitzayil Chachamim Hoi Oishing. It was all against the will of the Chachamim. Only Al Shloisho Michov, three of the things the Chachamim stopped them, they protested. Al Shloisho Lo Michov, with three they didn't stop them, they let them do it, but they were dissatisfied with it. Now he starts enumerating. Now pay attention, because his list of the things is a little different from the way our mayor lists it. Pay attention. Be'elu Shelo Michov Yodu Chachamim. Ma'akivim Kolim Kolayeh. The mayor said that to him. Only the mayor said, "Ritzayin Chachamim," and he says, it "wasn't the Ritzayin Chachamim, only Lo Michov." Bekechen Neshmat, that's what the mayor said to him. Bekeitzrim, the mayor said that to him. Only the beauty has Begoitzim. The mayor said, "Goitzim," but Shalom Ritzayin Chachamim. The beauty says, "Goitzim is in the list of the things." Always shall they be saying Chachamim. Only Geshim was low mihut, like the other things. So again, Rabbi Yehuda in the first list adds Goyim. Only Chachamim didn't protest. So what do we see so far? What the Rameh says, be saying Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda says it was shall they be saying Chachamim, shall low mihut. Only. But Rameh says, Goyshin was Birtsayin Chachamim. No, Goyshin. Shaloi Birtsayin Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Goyshin was among Shaloi Birtsayin Chachamim, but Lo Michov. So remember now, Rabbi Yehuda adds Goyshin to the first list. But Rameh, this first list of Birtsayin Chachamim doesn't have Goyshin. Note that point. Elu shemichem yodem matirin gamziyah shal hekdish. Mr. Amir says, Shalubah sen hachamim. But he just says, Michu. Shalubah shal shikma. Ur peretz and peretz is begagre seh by the same lachavish on him shalubah and tevi, Mr. Amir says, Mr. Amir said, Shalubah sen hachamim. And he says, Michu. Now there's a new one that Yudha adds that Amir doesn't mention. The notion in Peah used to give Peah from vegetables. Or Michov Yodem Chachamim. The man doesn't mention that at all. Now Peah from Yodem and above was the Michshel, because he gave Peah down there and the thing gets potted from Maisers. But it's not really Peah. There's no Peah from Yerek. And therefore, if he gives them, whatever they give down there, they have to separate Maisers, because it's not real Peah. So that's what we have so far. A male says three. A Buddha says in the same that a male says, Bill Saint Hathomim. A Buddha says, it was Shalom Saint Hathomim, but Lo Michu. And he adds to the list Goetians Ahmed didn't have. And in the second group, the Buddha adds Peya from Yavik, say after here. Baita! Friday Gemara! The Sova Rabbi Yehuda Gitzire Shaloi Be'etzoyin Chachomim. Yehuda's Gitzire was one of the things that the Chachomim disagreed, but they didn't say anything. But now we learn, An She'yiriche Keitzre Lefnei Ho'imer Be'etzoyin Chachomim. Only the Goetzre Lefnei Ho'imer Shaloi Be'etzoyin Chachomim. V'lo Michu Be'yodah Chachomim. But he had the expression of a low michut. Now, man, shamedle, from whom did you hear? From which kind did you hear? Expression of michut. Ramad didn't mention michut at all. So when you hear the word michut, a low michut, you must say, Rav Yehuda is talking. Rav Yehuda, Uktoni Keitzim Yotzein Chachomim. This, we just now learned, the bottom. An sheyeh keitzer and sein chachomim. But lo michu, the man says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have the word michu in his gears at all. And so Rabbi Yehuda says keitzer b'el sein chachomim. So kasha say that. Preg meletamech. According to your svore, that you think the beraisa is as it is correct. The previous beraisa. Tana rabona. We started learning shisha dvar. You think that Bereish is correct. Hani Arboav is four. He says, well, there's three things. The Chacham is Micho, and Lo Micho, three things Micho. And among the three things that Lo Micho, he says, Markivin, and Kirchen Ishma, and Keshet, and Geshet is four things. Among the things that are Lo Micha Chachomim, he said three things, but he enumerates four things. Eliyahu Ma said there's a mistake in that Bereisa. Samim, he can't erase from here the word Kitzirah. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said there are three things that Lo Micha Chachomim, but he weren't satisfied with it. What were the three things? Markivin Dikolim, Kirchim Eshma, and Gershin with Nayayma. But Kirchim is with Sayyid Chachomim too, not on Lomichu. So now what's the maskar as follows? When it comes to Kirchim with Nayayma, everybody agrees that Chachomim were satisfied, you can do it. When it comes to Gershin with Nayayma, a male says it was Shalom with Sayyid Chachomim, a male says Michu. Now, it could be the same thing. It could be it was Mitha Kohamiya too, but he didn't say it wasn't Mitha. Only, Ramea, when he talks about the three things that were the Tzoyin Chachomim, he mentions Keshem as one of the three things. But he doesn't mention Keshem. But he agrees with him. But instead he mentions Goetzim. Goetzim, it was Lord Mihu, Shlomo Chachomim. And instead of Goetzim, in the second part, the Yehuda has Peya. There's in Peya the Yavik. So now let's talk about once more what we learned. So you'll be confused. We'll learn the Baha'i inside once more. The way the Gemara concludes. Turn it up one again. She should draw out of the place. Where we started from. She should draw him. All out of the place. On Shan Shirita. Shloi should be a tzayin chacham. Rav Meir says. And shloi shloi tzayin chacham. Elu tzayin chacham. Ma'akivim in the kolim. Kol ha-yoyim. Kerhem ishmat. Now these two. And the third. And the next one. These two. Tamea says, where Birtzein Chachamim? Rabbi says, the Shalai Birtzein Chachamim. Only Lo Mihu. Then Tamea has a Kesef, also Birtzein Chachamim. This Rabbi doesn't mention. The Birtzein Chachamim doesn't mention. He agrees, Kesef is Mutah, no question. But instead he put in Geitship and Lo Mihu. Lo Mihu. That's all. That's the only difference. Amea in the Sefer mentions three. He mentions Gershon of Neho Eimel, Shalobi of Saint Hachomim. Now, Rabbi Yudel learns that in the Reisha, Shalobi of Saint Hachomim, but Lovivo. Instead of that, he puts a nation in the Pale of Yad. He said it inside.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info at kolavigdor. Thank you.